الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم وسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم أما بعد. Respected scholars, elders, brothers, young friends, and mothers listening at home, firstly, we make dua and we continuously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alleviates the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. Allahumma ameen. And wherever the believers are being oppressed, wherever they are being troubled, wherever they are being treated in an unjust way, we should continuously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the least or the minimum that we can do. And then everybody in their own capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them should strive to do what they can. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mentioned in one hadith, and the next couple of talks which inshaAllah I will deliver here will be based on the Khulafa al-Rashideen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati, that upon you is to follow my sunnah. Upon you is to follow my sunnah. This rejects the notion of a certain type of people who emerge as the Ahlul Qur'an, the people who only follow the Qur'an. This is also a batil firqa, a group, a deviant group amongst those that have emerged or will emerge. But these do exist. There are some people who only say, we only follow the Qur'an, nothing else. Sunnah isn't reliable. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, in the Holy Qur'an, he removes his doubt. He says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. That whatever the messenger gives you, take it, adopt it, implement it, and whatever he tells you to refrain from, then refrain from that, stay away from it. And this can only be found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah. And this is why our tradition, our religion is unique in its sense, that when it comes to narrating hadith, when it comes to narrating hadith, a saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that till this day, alhamdulillah, we have it preserved. We have a link all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something which is called a sanad or an isnad. In one hadith it's mentioned, لَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادِ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. That if there wasn't a link, if there wasn't a sanad, if there wasn't a chain, then everyone would say whatever they would like to say, whenever they would like to say. But alhamdulillah, those that have become alim during via the Darsa Nizami, or those that have studied ahadith by certain shuyukh, right, when they narrate or when they learn the hadith, they can say with full certainty that I heard this hadith from my ustad, from my teacher, he heard this hadith from his ustad, and all the way back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people or the ulama of Hind, of Dioband, who have preserved this sanad and isnad. Shah Waliullah al-Dahlvi rahmatullah alayhi is the one who brought the knowledge of ahadith, the sanad, to the Indian subcontinent. And you will be amazed that I was in a talk last year of Sahih Muslim by the famous Syrian scholar Sheikh Muhammad al-Yaqubi. He held a hadith gathering of Sahih Muslim in Manchester. He held a hadith gathering in Manchester last year. He's from Asham, he's from Syria, he's from Damascus, and he is from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so one of the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he narrated the hadith, and he gave us ijazah and permission to narrate this hadith from him, and he mentioned his sanad. He mentioned his link all the way back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will be shocked and amazed to hear that when he mentioned his sanad, when he mentioned his link, you would think that mashallah, this scholar is from Dimashq, he's from Damascus, he's from Sham, he's from Syria, therefore his sanad will only contain ulama and muhaddithin of that region. But even Sheikh Muhammad al-Yaqubi, his sanad and link to certain ahadith, and the hadith of Sahih Muslim, and the hadith of Musalsal bil Awaliya, it went through Shah Abdul Aziz and Shah Waliullah al-Dalwi, which meant that it went through the ulama of Hind as well. So this is a sharaf and an honor that alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the ulama of the subcontinent, the ulama of the from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh in particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with the preservation of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that you will hear these famous stories that, you know, the ulama and the mashaykh and the muhaddithin of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, when Sheikh Yunus rahmatullah alayhi, who was the Sheikh al-Hadith of Saharanpur, who passed away a couple of years ago, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, he taught Sahih al-Bukhari for 40 years. After Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, he taught Sahih al-Bukhari for 40 years in Mazahir al-Ulum, Saharanpur, 40 years. When he would go to, and the videos are on YouTube, you can go type it up on YouTube and you will see what I'm talking about. The muhaddithin and the shuyukh from Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara would go to his hotel room and they would read Sahih al-Bukhari from him so that they can get his sanad. So that they can get his link and sanad all the way back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has blessed, you know, our ulama and has chosen them for the preservation of ahadith, amongst many others as well. Anyway, that wasn't the topic of discussion today. The hadith I mentioned was, alaykum bi sunnati. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that upon you is to follow my sunnah. What else? Wa sunnatu khulafa'ir rashideen. Not only follow my sunnah, but follow the sunnah of my chosen, rightly guided khulafa. Follow their sunnah as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in other words, is telling us that if you follow the sunnah, the method of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, it's as if you're following me. And out of the first of the four Khulafa al-Rashideen that we're going to touch upon or look upon or talk upon briefly, the first one is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That after all the prophets to come, they are the best of people. The Anbiya and the Prophet, they are the best. But after all the Anbiya, the best human being to walk the face of the earth was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting in a gathering. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was next to him. Umar radiallahu anhu was there. And certain other major companions, they were also there. Ashabi Sufa were also there as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was talking about the gates of paradise, the gates of Jannah. There are certain gates in Jannah which have certain names. There is a gate of Jannah for those people who specifically give sadaqah and charity. There is a gate of Jannah for those who continuously fast, optional fast. Monday, Thursdays, Ayyamul Bid, etc., etc., they fast. This gate is known as Babur Rayyan, the gate of Ar-Rayyan. Likewise, there are 8 gates of Jannah. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these 8 gates, they will start calling people towards them. When they see these pious people on the Day of Judgment, they will say, come through me, come through me. But there will be one person whom all 8 gates will say, please come through me. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and said, Abu Bakr, that person will be you. That person will be you. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one hadith, he mentioned that we have repaid. We, as in out of his honor and respect, we use the word we. But he was talking about himself. That I have repaid everyone who lent me a favor. I have repaid everyone who has lent me a favor in this world, during my mission, during my prophethood, during my nubuwa, except for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. For Allah will repay him on the Day of Judgment. For Allah will repay him on the Day of Judgment. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sacrificed everything. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, if you want to see what true love means, true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means, then read about the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had 2 main titles. The one, first one as-Siddiq. The first one as-Siddiq. And the other title he got was named Al-Atiq. Al-Atiq. As-Siddiq, why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to Miraj. From Makkah to Al-Mukarramah, he's sleeping in the Hatim. And Jibreel alayhi salam wakes him up, takes him on the Buraq, all the way to Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Masjid Al-Aqsa. He leads all the Anbiya in prayer. Then from Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the 7 heavens. On each heaven, he met a certain prophet and he met them. And then he goes past each heaven, past the 7th heaven. And then he comes to Sidratul Muntaha, the low tree, where no one has ever gone before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. To which regard Jibreel alayhi salam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, O Jibreel, you've accompanied me from Makkah to Jerusalem. You accompanied me from Jerusalem to the 7 heavens. Will you not accompany me now all the way to the Arsh of Allah? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said that, O Muhammad, that if I was to take a step past this boundary, I will turn into ashes. This is only meant for you. This is only meant for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then went and he ascended further until he was 2 bows length standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the companions, they differ. The companions, there are 2 opinions with regards to whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night or not. One group of companions say, no, he didn't. Another group of companions, including Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, say that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that blessed night. Nevertheless, what we do know is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 2 bows length standing in front of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes down, he comes back to Makkah all in that same night. Time stopped. Time stopped literally. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. He tells the kuffar, he tells the mushrikeen in Makkah that this is what happened. From Makkah, I went to Jerusalem. No airplane, no 2-hour flight, no. All in one night, I went from Makkah to Jerusalem on a buraq, on a special animal with wings, and it took me there. And then from there, I ascended to the 7 heavens. One heaven to the other heaven, first to the second, is a distance of 500 years. No one will ever go that, but the angels come like this. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that all in one night. Mushrikeen said, look what he's saying. Is he mental? Has he lost the plot? Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. How is it possible that a person goes from Makkah to Jerusalem? In those days, it would take 1 month to travel there and back another month. So 2 months travel. He did in one night. He did in a couple of minutes. And then he came back. And now he's telling us. So they started to make a mockery out of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They said, Abu Bakr, because he was a respected person, even though he embraced Islam. So Abu Bakr, do you see what your friend is saying? He's saying that he went from Makkah to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem to the seven heavens, and came back to Makkah all in one night. How can you, do you even believe him? He says, if Muhammad says it, it's true. If Muhammad says it, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it, then it's true. From that moment, Abu Bakr radiallahu was given the title As-Siddiq. And the reason why he was given the title Al-Atiq, Atiq means the one who frees others. The amount of slaves, the amount of early Muslims who were stuck in slavery under zulm and oppression, under the Kuffari Makkah, Abu Bakr radiallahu freed them. Abu Bakr spent his own money from his own pocket and freed them. So much so that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was enslaved by Umayyah ibn Khalaf. He was getting tortured, he was getting beaten. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and freed him. Such is the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That he is the only companion. He is the only sahabi who was called a sahabi in the Quran. He is the only companion who is called a companion. Allah gave him that title in the Quran. 11th juz. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. When they were in the cave of Thawr, when he said to his companion, لا تحزن, don't fear. When Rasulullah said to his companion, don't fear, Allah is with us. They can come to the mouth of the cave, but they won't see us. Such is the status and the honor of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before he was about to pass away, he was too ill to come out and pray and lead the salah. So he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that tell your father to lead the prayer. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, Ya Rasulullah, my father, he is weak, he's kamzor a little bit. Tell Umar, he's like, you know, strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got ever so angry. He said, when Abu Bakr is in a nation, nobody leads the prayer except for him. When Abu Bakr is alive, only Abu Bakr leads the prayer, nobody else. So much so that Umar radiallahu anhu would compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He would compete with him who could do the best. So come the Ghazwa of Tabuk, Umar radiallahu anhu says that I saved my money up and today I wanted to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So at the time of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an announcement in the masjid. He says everybody needs to donate, everybody needs to contribute towards this battle. So Umar radiallahu anhu thought, today I've saved up, I'm going to beat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought half of his wealth. He presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that, oh Umar, what have you left for your family? Umar says, I left half of what I've bought. In other words, I've left half for my family and the other half I present to you for Allah and His Rasul. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu presents everything that he had. Rasulullah asked him sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Abu Bakr, you've bought everything. What have you left for your family? Look at the reply of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What have you left for your family? How much money have you left for your family? What have you left for them to survive? Abu Bakr replies, I left Allah and His Messenger for my family. Allah and my Messenger is enough for my family. Umar radiallahu anhu says, from this day, I can't beat this guy. I can't compete with him. I can't compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you want to know what true love is, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith that, oh Abu Bakr, I would call you Khalil. Khalil is the highest status, level of friendship. You can't get a better friend than a Khalil. In Arabic, different words for friendship. Khalil, Habib, Sadiq, etc. But Khalil is the highest form of friendship. Allah called Ibrahim his Khalil. Rasulullah said, I would call you my Khalil, but Allah is a Khalil. Only Allah. Such is the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Read about these companions, it increases your iman. It increases your love for them, and not only your love for them, your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana mentions in the khutbah, فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ. Yes, if you love the companions, it's because you love me. And if you dislike the companions, it's because you dislike me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow their sunnah and follow their method, which will lead us to none other than the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'ana alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a couple of quick announcements, inshallah. The first one is in relation to the announcement that was made last week about having, inshallah, one of the doctors from Gaza, who's returned from Gaza, doing a program in the masjid this weekend. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, he won't be able to make it this weekend, but please keep an eye on the masjid's social media, you know, the WhatsApp group and the social media posts. Will update you as soon as we get a confirmed date, inshallah. And then secondly, there is alhamdulillah, a joyous occasion for the masjid. Tomorrow we've got a Hifz completion program where alhamdulillah we've got 5 hufas from the madrasa a ceremony to celebrate that. And so tomorrow, and for tomorrow only, Asr Salah will be at 4:45. And we have a guest speaker coming as well, inshallah. But Asr Salah will be at 4:45 tomorrow. All brothers are humbly requested to attend. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان من الطين اللازب والصلصال وزين صورته بأحسن تقويم وأتم اعتدال ثم كحل بصيرة المخلص في خدمته حتى انكشف له من الدنيا قباح الأسرار والأفعال فسهدوا فيها زهد المبغض لها فتركوها وتركوا التفاخر والتكاثر بالأموال وأقبلوا بكنهم من على دار الآيات لها فناء ولا زوال وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله سيد أهل الكمال صلى الله عليه وعلى أصحابه خير أصحاب وآله خير آل أما بعد فقد ثبت بالنصوص أن لا مطمع في النجاة إلا بالانقطاع عن الدنيا والبعد منها وهذا الانقطاع إما بأنزولها عن العبد وهو الفقر وإما بإنزلاء العبد عنها وهو الزهد كما قال الله تعالى وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما فالأكل كذلك لا يكون ممن رضي بالفقر، والحب كذلك لا يكون لمثل ثواب الزهد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يدخل الفقراء الجنة قبل الإغنياء ب500 عام ثم نصف يوم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ابغوني في زعفائكم فإنما ترزقون أو تنصرون بزعفائكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا رأيتم العبد يعدى زهدا في الدنيا وقلة منطق فاقتربوا منه فإنه يلقى الحكمة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله، وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أول إصلاح هذه الأمة اليقين والزهد، وأول فسادها البخل والأمل. وقال سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنه: ليس الزهد في الدنيا بلبس الغليظ وأكل الجشع، إنما الزهد في الدنيا قصر الأمل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم، والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابه لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم. وقرن أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله فرد، من حان سلطان الله فرد يهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Thank you. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. دعا کے لئے درخواست ہے ہمارے مسجد کے مصلی عبد الرؤف ان کے بہنوئے کا بنگلہ دیش کے اندر آج انتقال ہو گیا ہے. دعا فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ مرحومی کو فرمایا اور جتنے بھی مرحومین تمام کے لیے دعا فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کو جنت الفردوس کے اندر بہترین مقام نصیب فرمائے اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو صحت عطا فرمائے اس کی قدر داری کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے اور جو بیمار ہے تمام کے لیے دعا فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ نصیب فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو خاتمہ ایمان کو نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وعلى محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا حبلنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين ما تخفي الصدور. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روزة من رياض الجنة. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.